Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 388. Hey, and I'm glad you're aboard. Happy to have you here at the Home Base Travel Agent Show, listening once again for the month of February 2018. And we are going to take a look at video and how you can use video to market your travel business. And I think this is a great opportunity, so stay tuned for more information on how to create and how to market video for your business. Well, once again, I'd like to thank you for taking the time out of your busy day and stopping by here and listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And as we move into the show here, I do want to apologize for a little bit of an echo that happens during our recording session, during the interview session. The echo actually comes from our connection, and I'm not sure why it happened, but maybe it was just the long-distance bounce between Canada, California, and Florida here, and that's where we were all located at the time we did the video. So bear with us. It kind of comes and goes, so hopefully it's not too annoying, but actually it is annoying to me, but there's nothing I can do about it, so I apologize for that. Hey, if you get a chance, stop over to the Home Base Travel Agent Show website. It's hometravelagent.net. And over there, you're going to find all the shows that we've recorded over the past several years. Actually, the Home Base Travel Agent Show has been around since 2005. And I think we have shows on the website back to 2012, so about 6 years worth. And you can find shows of topics with topics that interest you. And it's easy to do because we have a tag cloud there. Also on the website, you can sign up for the newsletter. And what the newsletter does, it gives you the show notes in your email every month right after we produce the show. We do not send out any other email other than the show notes unless we have an important announcement to make during the month, and we will send you an email about that. And I think maybe I've only done that once or twice over the last 6-7 years. So nothing to worry about. Once a month, and you get the email. You get the show notes through your email, so check it out. I appreciate it. We are a NACTA affiliate, and what that is, it's the National Association of Career Travel Agents. It's a travel agent organization. They have terrific fam trips and other interesting things, a lot of things that are on that website and chapters where you can go meet other travel agents. And it's just a great resource for travel agents, so I encourage you to check out NACTA at NACTA.com. And you can always drop me an email if you would like a topic on the show or you have something to say. We love to hear it. Love to hear from all of our listeners. Whether the news is good or bad, just send me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and I look forward to hearing from you. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. Now, one other thing that I'd like to ask you to do is to stop over at iTunes. And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes when you're there. You can find the show just by searching Travel Agent in the search box. And once you're there, give us a review. Tell us what you like about the show or don't like, but hopefully you give us a positive review over at iTunes. And just a side note here. When you go to the website at hometravelagent.net, there are a whole bunch of subscribe buttons that will let you subscribe to your favorite podcatcher right from the website. So try that out. Well, without further ado, what I want to do now is get into the show, and we'll learn a little bit about video and how to use video to market your travel business. So here we go. Welcome all. We are in the interview portion of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we have a special guest back, and she's been on the show several times over the years. I don't know how many times since we've been doing this show since 2005. You tend to lose track, but you certainly don't forget guests like we have today. And I'm just so happy to have her back. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to let Laureen do the specific introduction of our guest. So at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Laureen.
Great. Thank you, Barry. And Happy New Year, even though we are heading towards almost the corner to be in March now, which is amazing. And they are right. Time passes quickly when you're having fun. And I always enjoy being on this podcast because we have such wonderful guests. And we have a wonderful one. And we really do try to have her on every year. And we're both laughing. Wow, we didn't have you on last year at all. So we're going to make up for it. We're going to have her on more than once this year, and we're both excited about it, and we all have it on our calendars. I'm really looking forward to it. Today, our special guest is Catherine Heeg. She is with Customized Management Solutions, and I have known her for at least 5 years. I think it's been longer than that, but she will remind me after the introduction. She's a wonderful marketeer, an amazing woman, an amazing presenter, and that we love having her on the show. She always comes up with these awesome topics that are always cutting edge for travel agents on how to enable us to promote ourselves even better. So I'm going to turn the reins over to Catherine Heeg, and I want to welcome you back again and again, and Barry and I are just thrilled to have you here. So Catherine, what do we have on the docket for today?
Hi, Lorene. It's great to be here. And you're right. I think we have known each other for 5+ years. And it's been great getting to know you and seeing you at all kinds of conferences and even in your home state of California.
That's right.
Yeah.
So let everybody know, for people who aren't familiar with you, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got in the industry, what your passion is.
Well, I've been in the travel, tourism, hospitality world for my entire career. And I won't say exactly how many years, but it is topping 30 years. And it's what I love to do. It's who I know. It's what I love to do. And I've worked in various aspects of travel and tourism, starting off as a travel agent back in the very beginning of my career in my hometown of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And then after graduating from the University of New Orleans, I worked in the hotel sector, and then I moved over to the car rental sector and did inbound and outbound tour companies, and even worked for an airline for a little while. So my experience is pretty broad, and it's been a fascinating career for me. And then I started speaking in the world of travel and tourism because I realized that a lot of people could use some help with marketing, and it was what I was most passionate about in this world. And then social media marketing came into our world, and it's where I've spent the last 8 years speaking, training, and also providing social marketing strategy support and posting service for folks in the travel and tourism world.
Which, for that sort of thing, which I do want to point out because it's wonderful that you do it, it really, my experience of you doing that allows a travel agent to have their professional image and business while on social media, which is ever so important, as well as have their own personal identity. And one of the things that you do is in the social media field is you really give us the ability to be able to have that identity, our professionalism, get our name out there. And that's one of the things that you offer to people. The other thing that you offer is one-to-one coaching, which I think is absolutely essential for travel agents to be able to bump up their game a little bit. Today, I think you mentioned we're going to be talking about videos, and we all know that's something that's really come around, and some people aren't on that game yet, and you're going to be able to help us be able to put our best foot forward today.
Exactly, because video is so important in this day and age. You know, it used to be that you could just post some text on Facebook or on Twitter, but now it's so visual. Pictures are great. Video is outstanding to help you get better reach and to get better engagement. So, Lorene, I know you've been in this business for a while, as well as Barry. So do you remember when we used to do presentations or consumer nights using that old slide carousel? Remember you had to carry that thing around in your briefcase?
Yeah, that thing was heavy.
Yeah, it was really heavy. Or then, even better, carrying those old photo albums around or storing them under your desk so you could show them to a client. And those kinds of things, luckily, are in the past now. But the tools that we use, that slide carousel is gone. We've now got our phones in our back pocket. So the tools have changed, but the fundamentals of what we do as far as travel and tourism marketing is still really the same. We've gotten a little more portable. We don't have to carry around that big, heavy slide carousel and remember not to check it in our checked bag when we travel. We can now carry our phone in our pocket, and we've got all those tools right in our back pocket. And while the tools have changed, the marketing and the fundamentals of marketing hasn't changed. We're still trying to reach out and connect with other people and inspire them to travel. We're still trying to provide them with that emotional connection so that they like us and they are more likely to buy from us. And they can also see that destination and see the experiences that we're promoting. So our game has gotten perhaps a little easier, but and certainly a lot lighter in our weight and check-in baggage area. But it's also gotten a bit more techy. And when people look at me and we talk about video, they always look at me and go, oh my God, I'm so scared to get behind the camera or have my face on the camera. I don't know the techie part of it. I'm scared of the gear. But once you get beyond that, it is so easy and you'll see the value of it because you're going to be reaching more people. Everybody always asks me, well, why do I even want to get started in video? Well, the reason is that it's everywhere. And if you're not doing it, you're leaving money on the table. You're missing out on a valuable opportunity. Right now, you can do video on pretty much every social platform that's out there. If you look at Facebook and Facebook Live and Instagram and LinkedIn and YouTube and Vimeo and Snapchat and Twitter and Pinterest, all of those social platforms that we use every day offer you the opportunity to spread your word by video. So even if you shoot just one video, think of all the different places that you can use that video. You might spend a little time shooting it and maybe editing it, but then you can use it across such a wide variety of platforms that it makes it worth your while. And I saw this stat the other day. It's pretty cool. It says that 78% of people watch online videos every single week. And 55% of people watch video every single day. So there again, if you're not there, you're missing that opportunity. So, Laureen, are you doing any video yourself?
I have been doing a little bit of video. What I've been doing more than anything else that way is Facebook Live, like being at an event. For example, Windsor has this thing called the Charlie Brown Christmas Grove. And even though it's not directed, I don't do it to get sales. I have this event that we always shoot just for a minute because you'll talk more about how long people should shoot a video. I think it's really cool because at our event, it's called the Charlie Brown Christmas Grove. At 5:30 and 7:30 at night, they shoot off snow. So it's a little snow, and the kids are always running around. And as you know, I live in Sonoma County. We don't have snow here, so kids actually get excited about the snow.
And you don't have to shovel it, do you?
Exactly. So that's what I do it for. It's more of a social thing. But what are ways that you recommend using it for?
Facebook Live is great, especially if you're on a fam trip. Now, Laureen, I know you go to Alaska a lot and you've got some other niche markets and specialties that you work in. You could do a live streaming video from Alaska on your next fam trip. You know, maybe interview the resort owner that you go to do a site inspection at the resort, or interview the BDM that's leading the fam trip. all kinds of opportunities where you can give people the inside scoop from your fam and also showcase the destination that you're in. So even if you're doing a tour in Alaska, maybe you pull aside the tour guide and ask her for her top three tips about visiting Alaska, or you pull your BDM aside and you go live for 10 minutes or 5 minutes, just talking about the experiences that people can have when they're in Alaska. And then you can save that to your camera roll and repurpose that and show it as a Facebook video, put it onto Twitter, put it onto your LinkedIn profile, all kinds of other things that you can do with that live stream video when you save it to your camera roll.
Okay, okay. Now, is there a difference if you're doing, for example, Facebook Live? Does that put it on the camera roll, or is that kind of a one-time use and it goes to Facebook and it's not being saved?
That's a great question. You can save it to your camera roll, which I would recommend. And then not only do you get the exposure and the engagement from being live streaming on Facebook, you can also use that someplace else down the road. Repurpose it, put it into a blog post of yours, post it on your LinkedIn profile, share it on Twitter because you've saved it to your camera roll, so it's an MP4 version of that video. And it's really easy to do. The thing to look out for, no matter what kind of video you're shooting, whether it's live streaming video or whether you're just shooting a quick video that you want to showcase that destination and you're going to show it later. Make sure that you check out your background noise. I was shooting a video the other day at a trade meeting, and the background noise was terrible because, of course, you know, everybody in our industry is always chatting and it was a loud venue. So get to someplace where it's going to be quiet, where you have a little more peacefulness so that your voice and whoever you're interviewing or whatever you're talking about on the video comes through loud and clear. And if you want to take that up a notch and get even better with your video, take along an external microphone, something that you can plug into your phone that's got a mic that you can hold closer to your mouth, or if you're interviewing somebody, hold it close to them as well. You'll get way better sound quality.
Oh, that's an excellent tip. Do you have any recommendations of a type of an external mic that's a favorite?
Yeah, I use an external mic that plugs into my phone, and it's got one microphone with it, and I could have bought the version that has two microphones as well on the same jack, and it's I got it on Amazon. It's called an iRig, so the letter I and then R-I-G. And it's a lavalier mic so that it can pin onto your lapel if you'd like. And it's really decent quality, and I think it was less than $50. And it works both on Android and iPhones.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Yeah, it's really easy. It fits in this little teeny case that I can put in my pocket. It's simple. And then if you want something that's just a little better quality, there's a microphone called Shure, S-H-U-R. And again, it just plugs right into your phone, iPhone or Android. And it gives you a little better quality. And you can't, but it's right in your phone. So you'd have to have your phone right up close to somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, and look on Amazon or go to your favorite tech store, and they'd be able to probably show you some other versions as well.
Do you have, I'm thinking about sometimes you'll see things on Facebook and it's the wrong direction. Do you have a recommendation if someone, for example, is using their iPhone or Android, since those typically happen to be what we have in our pockets, a recommendation of doing landscape or portrait mode. Does that make a difference?
That's a great question, Lorene. It makes a huge difference. Try to always shoot in landscape mode because that'll take up more real estate on your Facebook feed. And it just looks better. You know how it is when you shoot in portrait mode? It's just that little skinny view on Facebook. So shoot it in landscape. And then if you want to edit it at all, like if you make a boo-boo or if you want to edit out some noise or truck going on behind you, you can drop it into some editing tool and edit that down and still keep it in that landscape mode. And you know, you can edit most likely right on board on your phone, or you could drop that video into another tool and use their editing tools there. So like a lot of times I'll just drop mine into Movie Maker, or if you're using a Apple product, you could drop it into iMovie.
Excellent.
And the other tool that I really like using is called Screencast-O-Matic, kind of a fun name. And what you can do is you can shoot video from your desktop, and you can shoot yourself, and you can also show your screen. So it's great if you want to record maybe something for a consumer night or something for a client where you want to show them some slides or some still images that you've taken, or if you want to put a PowerPoint in and show them the PowerPoint, but you still want them to see you, you can do a little introduction, then go through your slides or show your screen and show how you're moving through your booking engine or whatever it is you want to show people online. And then you can also go back and have yourself speaking at the end to do a little closing. Plus, you can do the webcam as well as the screen sharing at the same time. So you could be showing your PowerPoint and have your image on video up in the corner. So there's some really cool things that you can do using video and making your presentations a lot stronger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are great tips.
Yeah. And so, Lorene, when you've done your thing at Christmas time, your Charlie Brown thing, have you thought about the lighting and explored some lighting options?
You know, that's funny that you mentioned that, because it usually is too dark. So what do you recommend in terms of how to be, what tools do you use to be able to help with that?
There's a lot of lights that you can either attach to the top of your phone, clip on, or hold up so that you can shed some light on what you're showing. The one I have, it's a Diva light, and it's just round. It's, oh, I don't know, I'm looking at it now. It's about maybe 3 inches in diameter, and it clips to the top of my phone. So if I'm doing a Facebook Live, or if I want to be interviewing somebody, I just clip this light on the top and it just lights up their face. And again, because it's so small, it'll just fit right in your purse or your pocket or your briefcase. And there's upgraded models to that. Like this little Diva light was probably $20. And you can get upgraded versions that are a little bit bigger or that have more variety of amounts of light that they put out. So like at your Charlie Brown Christmas thing, if you're shooting something that's far away, this Diva light might not be your best option. You might want to go with something brighter or shoot something in the daytime or with lights. If they've got outdoor lighting at the event at nighttime, shoot something with that. Being considerate of the light, because you want to be able to showcase the best of the best, and you want people to be able to see it.
Exactly. Yeah. Are there some other tips or tricks that you can share with us?
You know, the other big one, that I want to share is using a tripod or a selfie stick. Because when you go live, it's always going to be a little jiggly, which is fine. But the tripod or the selfie stick will just help stabilize that a little bit and give you a little length so you can hold it a little further bit away from yourself and use that selfie stick, or use the selfie stick to also grab yourself and the background behind you. So for example, if you're on your fam trip in Alaska and you're standing there, having that little longer view gives people the view of what's in back of you, whether it's the mountains or the water or a resort that you're talking to the people there. So having that selfie stick or tripod is a great tool to, again, carry with you, put it in your suitcase, put it in your briefcase, whatever you need to do.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Because, you know, it's amazing to be able to see how technology has progressed. Because the things that you're talking about, as you mentioned, small enough to put in your pocket, be able to put in your bag. And at one time, this would be a whole case or bag, huge bag of things that people are bringing around. In terms of doing that sort of thing, video cameras have been changed out for iPhones or Android. Big tripods to hold the video cameras on can be smaller ones. Lighting, as you mentioned, can be clipped on. So, Barry, I was going to have you come in just because I know you're hiding in the background, but you've seen the technology change a lot in the last couple of years also.
Yeah, I have. Actually, it's become a heck of a lot easier to produce and edit videos than it ever has been before. So it's if you haven't done it yet, you should really take a look at it, because like Catherine has said, it really isn't all that hard to do.
And it really enhances the story that you're trying to tell and brings that emotional piece into the story that you're telling. You know, people these days are really visual. They want to see what they're going to see on their vacation before they get there. And video is the best way to do that. And it's a great boost to your professionalism and your credibility when you've shot a video of yourself standing in the destination that you're selling to your client. It's phenomenal, the opportunities out there.
Absolutely. And that shows that you know something about the location that you're selling, because you have the proof that you've been there and done that.
That's exactly right. You know, and I know a lot of travel consultants battle with trying to sell against Costco or trying to sell against online opportunities to buy travel. But what about the value of yourself? And you can show that, yes, I've been in this destination. Here's what I know about it. Here's what I've seen. Here's the tips that I have. Your client's not going to get that from an online opportunity to purchase something.
And, you know, and there's not only destinations, there's a whole range of other topics that you can talk about and, you know, use this Streamcast-O-Matic maybe, and you can talk about the airlines, how to book a flight. You know, how to go about working your way through security and how to pack, some of the new rules about what you can take on an airplane. You know, there's just a whole variety of topics that you can use to establish your expertise.
Exactly, Barry. That's a really good point, because people's attention spans are pretty short. So all of those things that you just mentioned, each one of those could be a short 30 to 45 second video. So you might have a whole library that you create. One travel tip about what to pack when you go to Alaska. One travel tip about how to get through security. Another travel tip about how to pack when you're going on a cruise. You could have a library full of these short videos. And when someone says to you, a client says, well, what do I need to pack? Well, you send them off the video. And it makes your life easier and shows that you're an expert in what you do.
Well, now, would you encourage people to either create some sort of an account where the HN could hold that information, like perhaps a YouTube account where they can store it so they're not using all of their hard drive space on their phone? What would you recommend for people, the next step on how to save this information and make it available for clients?
Yeah, that's really important, isn't it? Because you want to make it accessible. So you could save it to YouTube, start your YouTube channel and upload all of those to YouTube. Same with Vimeo. You could do the same thing on Vimeo. You could create a library on your Facebook page of these videos and then direct people to your Facebook page to the specific video that you're looking for. Or you could house that on your website. Because think about the opportunity if you're directing people to your website. They get there and they look at this video and then they read your blog post and then they look at the opportunities to use your booking engine. So you've got them there, keep them there a little bit longer and add some value for them once they are there. And if you want to take that up a notch and grow your email list, you could put some of your best videos behind an email capture form so it becomes a lead magnet for you. So how this might work is that you put your videos onto your website, but people can only access them when they give you their contact information. So we've all seen this, you know, pop-up boxes that invite us to download something or sign up for their newsletter. You could do the same thing with your videos. And the bonus there is that you're going to be capturing emails of potential clients.
Very good. See, you're like the awesome marketer.
See, that's what I get so excited about, Lorraine, because the possibilities are endless. I just see this as such an opportunity for our industry to really capitalize on the expertise that we all have from our entire careers. And why not be able to pass this along to clients and engage people with your expertise and professionalism?
I want to be able to encourage our listeners to reach out to you and to find out what opportunities they may have with you. What would be the best way for someone to find out who you are and how wonderful you are? Do you have a way that you would like our listeners to contact you?
Probably the easiest way is through my website, because I've got a contact tab on my website. So they can go to my website, which is CMS, like Customized Management Solutions, and then the word speaking.com. So it comes out to be CMSSpeakIng.com. And there you can find the contact page and you can pop me an email. And there's also a blog there. There's some videos there for you to have a look at, as well as more information about one-on-one coaching, which we talked about earlier, and all those packages that I offer for travel agents where we'll build and or post socially for them. So they'll find that there. Or if you just want to pick up the phone and call me, that's great too. My phone number is 403-726-0171.
Excellent. Barry, do you have any other questions that you may have for Catherine before we start closing out?
I guess I don't have any further questions. It's a fascinating topic, and it's, you know, well, boy, the world's the limit about what you can create a video about, and it's just your imagination that that you can use and do some great stuff. And that's what's so great about video, too. So anyhow, thank you very much, Catherine.
Well, you're very welcome. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And if you'd like more information on creating videos and how I do it, every Monday I post a video on my Facebook business page, Customized Management Solution. And it is a quick 1 minute or less video with a social marketing tip. So every Monday morning it comes out, you go there and have a look at it, drink your cup of coffee, get your day started. And then on Thursday, I do another quick video, just one quick tip that you can do that day and up your marketing and social game.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Barry, while we have you off mute, what is the best way for people to reach you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And Lorene?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. And I'm available both with the professional grown-up hat on at Sharp Tongued for Facebook, and also Lorene R, which is L-O-R-E-N-E, R, for my more personable Facebook page, which is a lot of fun, a lot of fun. So I want to thank everybody, and Catherine, we will have you back. We've got you penciled in for May, so everybody make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and we have monthly ones, and she will be our guest in May. So I want to thank you again for being on our show. Again, I can't believe it's been over a year. Been well over a year, almost into two. So we're glad we've reconnected. And I really want to thank you for all the love and passion that you put into helping travel agents improve their ability to do better.
Great. Well, thank you. It's so fun chatting with both of you. And I look forward to the next time, because we'll keep it a secret, but we've got a really cool topic on deck for that.
Yeah, we do. I'm excited.
Okay. Great. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Lorene, and thank you, Catherine. And I want to thank the listeners for hanging in there with us, despite the echo. I hope it wasn't too annoying for you. And we'll try to do better next time, but we are at the mercy of the technology here, and we have no control over it sometimes. I wish I did, but we don't. So anyhow, I want to thank you, the listeners, once again, and hopefully you are going to have a great month of March, and that's when we will be back. We'll be back at the end of March with another show, and we look forward to having you back here with us as well. I do want to say, and this is the disclaimer portion of the podcast, that Lorene nor I take any compensation from our guests for having them on our show. Lorene and I do this as a labor of love, and we are not compensated by the guests, so just to throw that out there so that you know where we're coming from. We do this for you, the travel agent, and it does come, all of it does come out of our own pockets. So, well, as we slowly end the podcast here, I want to wish you safe travels and stay healthy, everyone. We'll see you next month.